Well, we've done a few stories here on Northland Morning about the effects of climate change in various ways and shapes and means and forms. Now the USDA is concerned about climate change when it comes to fighting of forest fires. Linda Gormanson is with the DNR's Wildfire Prevention and FireWise program. She joins us this morning on the phone. Hey, Linda, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. The USDA says over the last 10 years, they've seen 16 of the most historically significant wildfires on record going back to 1805, and climate change has led to fire seasons that are on average 78 days longer than they were in 1970, and the average number of acres burned every year has doubled since 1980. That's looking, of course, at it nationally. What are we looking at in terms of Minnesota? Have we seen that kind of change in Minnesota or anything similar?
I think we have seen fire seasons start earlier for us. And we've had some winters where we had very little snow. So we've had kind of an open winter the whole winter long, and then we get into this early fire season, and it kind of is prolonged. So we have seen changes, and with, as you mentioned, climate change, we're going to see a differently composed forest where possibly we'll have fewer pines and more hardwoods. But with that, so we'll have different fire conditions for that, but most of all, I think we're going to see that the fires will be hotter and more intense. And so we do have, our strategies and tactics for fighting those fires will remain pretty much the same. I mean, it's to go out and see what forces we have to combat fires. But we also have, like you mentioned, the FireWise program where homeowners kind of are understanding more that they are accepting risk living in kind of the hinterlands sometimes or in the areas that where we're seeing this, and they are preparing their homes for fire.
Now, some of those things have to do with, if I'm remembering correctly from watching the news diligently, cutting away trees that are right around the house?
Correct. Simple things like in the spring, taking all the leaf litter and the needles that have accumulated on roofs and getting rid of those, reducing the fuels around the home so that you're going to, if you have a fire, you're going to reduce the intensity of it. And you're going to take a fire that might be a crown fire down to the ground where firefighters have a much better chance of fighting that sort of a fire. And even simple things like if you're going to be gone and you have, if you have lawn furniture outside, taking in the cushions because that's another type of a fuel. And though we have seen those type of fires where, an ember landed on a cushion and started the fire around the home. So simple things and more complicated things. But certainly we're trying to help communities understand and accept the risk that they're living in a more fire-prone environment.
Now, what about the financial aspect of this? Is this going to mean that the DNR, for example, is going to need to go to the legislature and say, we kind of need to rethink the financial resources allocated for fighting fires because we're going to need different or more resources to fight fires?
Oh, that's a good question. I think, we have for fighting fires, we have an open appropriation. But the FireWise program is a grant program through the Forest Service. So it's a 50-50 grant with communities where, they put in 50% and then the Forest Service grant helps with the rest. And so we help them, in some cases we can help them make an evacuation plan or a community wildfire protection plan so that these are kind of in place and also just a constant educational program, part of that is just to help people realize that there are measures they can take, and most of that is dealing with the fuels, to make their homes more resilient in the face of fire.
Well, Linda, this is fascinating. Thanks so much for joining us. And this is something that folks are going to have to realize, that things are changing a little bit as they move forward. These were the kinds of things that perhaps we didn't think about living in the Great North Woods 10, 20, 30 years ago. But now it seems like it's time to start thinking about those things.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, yeah, Linda.
We're always happy to work with communities.
And we'll get a link set up to the web page so it'll be easy for folks to find some more information. Linda, thank you again.
Thank you.
Linda Gormanson, our guest this morning. She's the DNR's Wildfire Prevention and FireWise Program Supervisor.